Okay, everybody, sit back and relax because we have stuff to talk about. As usual, I'm laughing. It's crazy, but this whole freak show is just evolving so quickly, and lots of stuff going on here. So yes, pre-market report on this Tuesday, September 26th, 2023. Let's start off with this. So yesterday, post-market, we got a warning here from the Bank of International Settlements, BIS, the central bank of central banks. Now, again, you and I light years ahead of the curve, and I am proud to say that. Pay attention to what the BIS has to say about this issue with hedge funds betting against the debt market or betting on a debt market meltdown. So, BIS warns of Treasury trade meltdown. Let's decipher this and go through it. Lions and friends, the so-called central bank of central bank is the latest institution to flag hedge funds' treasury trading as a threat to market stability. Now, let's talk about that a little bit before I move forward. Understand how this must play out. When this occurs, and it's going to, this meltdown of the debt market, they need scapegoats. Whether it's going to be hedge funds blamed, whether it's going to be the war, or whatever it is, it can't possibly be central banks. It has the BIS, the central bank of central banks, must pass this phenomenon onto anyone else they can except the actual perpetrators of this crime, and this is a crime against humanity. Anyway, the Bank for International Settlements warned in its latest quarterly report just yesterday that the current buildup of leveraged short positions in the U.S. Treasury futures market is potentially causing financial vulnerability, which is worth monitoring because this can, of course, exacerbate the problem. So to summarize, just real quick, hedge funds are taking up more and larger leverage bets that the debt market will melt down. Now, this is something that you and I have been covering quite a lot lately. Duh, this is getting worse. Now, on the back of that, Goldman Sachs had something to say about it. Not only is that going on, hedge funds betting against the debt market or betting on a debt market meltdown, but hedge funds are now taking up larger and more leverage bets against the S&P 500, kind of like Michael Burry is doing. So a lot of cash, probably, and it's all leverage too, so who even knows what the actual number is being bet on this market taking a big fall. Now, let's talk about the phenomenon that you and I have been seeing as of late, the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator. Last night crossed 300. Okay, we went red. We were in and out of red yesterday. Last night again, we crossed 300. Now this morning, a miracle's happening. Let's talk about that miracle. 10-year yield came down. Relative strength of the dollar lower. This, of course, had an effect on the MMRI, which is now below 300. Regardless of that, we have stock futures in the red. Now, trading doesn't start for just over an hour from the time I am doing this video blog, but stock futures are in the negative. Again, you and I have covered this to the point of vomit, all right? The Fed can push this off, but all they would be doing, the Fed in concert with other central banks, can push the inevitable meltdown of the debt market, which is going to precipitate a meltdown of the world stock markets like people have no idea in the economy. It's going to suck everyone down into the pit with it. Now, so what can the Fed do? You know what they can do. What can central banks do? You know what they can do. They can get in here. They can buy more debt. They can suppress yields. Again, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. It's hard for people to get their head around. When debt sells off, yields rise. When debt is bought, yields come down. So that's one thing that the Fed and central banks can do, maybe going on right now. Okay, get in here, buy more debt, suppress rates further. And again, all this will do is exacerbate the problem, make it much, much worse, I mean, I can't imagine how it could get much worse, but it would get worse moving forward. Central banks, including the Fed, could, and they are, via the maximum saturation moment, which we have covered recently. Currencies around the world are falling under pressure, even the U.S. dollar, but the U.S. dollar remains the prettiest belle at the ball. And that's an interesting phenomenon. So yes, central banks can do that as well. This would exacerbate the underlying inflation problem. Or central banks collectively can get in here and buy stocks. They can buy large cap stocks, push the market up. All of this will not stop the issue. It'll just exacerbate it. It'll make it worse when it finally unfolds here. Now, there's a lot of effort, I think, in my view. We'll have to see. Today, again, we have discussed as of late that immediate action would need to be taken by the Fed in this case to stop risk in this market from rising. Has this started? I guess we're going to see. If you recall, we crossed 300 many, many months ago. What did they do? They floated out every single Fed president they could muster up. They floated out our friend Nick the Pig. Oink man. You know, the Fed whisperer to, you know, tell us all how great everything was going to be, and the market bought it. I mean, we watched the MMRI grow from 300 down to the low 200s. It was enough to pull risk out of the market. Are they going to do that? Are we going to start seeing the ugly freak show get paraded out, you know, on the TV again and tell us how everything is going to be fine and the Fed's going to backstop the market? That's what they did last time. The market bought it. Let's see what happens here. The situation, look, you have to understand as well, it's very liquid. And understanding that the debt here is surging at nearly $1 billion an hour, things are changing rapidly. So you can't compare the situation we have now to anything else that we've seen in the past. There's a lot of that going on right now. The mainstream media talking about the 10-year yield. We haven't been here since the last meltdown of the market. What does it mean? Well, I'm going to tell you what it means. The situation here cannot possibly be worse. Now, yes, the 10-year yield is where it was during the last meltdown, but the debt has more than doubled, okay? The global situation, nothing was ever fixed here. Do you believe that the underlying issues were fixed during the last meltdown? It was supposed to be. No, it got monumentally worse. So that should give you an idea of what's going on here. So again, we got yet another warning too with regard to crude oil. Now, there's a few calls out here for $150 crude oil. Now, if you were watching, I think it was Bloomberg this morning, they had some freak out there talking about how it may not have been Bloomberg. It might have been CNBC. I'm sorry. But anyway, this freak was explaining, and this is absolutely true, at least in my view, that $150 crude oil would send shockwaves through the system from many, many angles. You have to understand, crude oil, the lifeblood of the military-industrial complex, over 6,000 products that you use every single day are made with crude. The situation with regard to inflation could not be worse than we are here right now. And if, in fact, we see action taken by central banks to suppress rates further, to weaken the currency further here, all it's going to do, again, is take the problem that we have and magnify it as we move on. But again, this is their goal anyway. They want to bring the world to its knees, the world economy, the people with it, the market, so they beg for a new system. It's all they're going to do. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. You know what I'm talking about here. And this is exactly what they're going to do. Anyway, looking back over at this market, as I said, trading didn't start for just about an hour from now. Stock futures were lower. Could they change in an hour? Absolutely. Let's see what they do today with that 10-year yield. 10-year yield is lower. Not much, but lower nonetheless. Relative strength of the dollar, lower. Not much. Lower nonetheless. This was enough to take the MMRI from 300 down to about 295 last time I looked at it. Cryptocurrencies are relatively flat this morning. Gold and silver under a little pressure. Crude oil under a little pressure this morning as well. Again, we're finding a bottom. Crude is finding a new floor in my view, okay? I said, and this is the truth before anybody else, that crude would more than likely hit 100 bucks before the end of this year. But the calls for 150 are getting pretty loud. And well, not by the end of the year, though. Let's put a perspective on it. Could crude hit 150 by the end of the year? Absolutely, but that would be historic. I don't think that's going to actually happen. 100 bucks is clearly in the cards. Could we hit 150 by mid next year? Yeah. Yes, absolutely we couldn't. And according to whoever this will send shockwaves to the system. But look, you and I, we're ready for anything. I don't care what they do. They can do whatever they want. They can throw whatever they want at us. You and I, we are prepared for anything. We have the high ground. We got each other's backs, more importantly, I guess, all part of the same thing. And we can't lose. In my view, we're invincible. We really, really are. All right, with that said, I'm going to end this video, people. Hope you got something out of it. The stuff I talked about here, very, very important. But I want to hear from you. What do you think about, the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, warning or trying to push the blame off on hedge funds for taking up these leverage bets against the debt market or betting on a meltdown here? What do you think about that? And what do you think about Goldman Sachs here with their warning, too, about how hedge funds are betting against the market to and could potentially precipitate a much greater sell-off than would actually have occurred. This is what they got to do. Look, you know how this works. It's the deceptions, the distractions, the fakery, the look here, don't look over there. But like I said, I don't care what they do. You and I are ready for it, all right? This guy here loves you a lot. Please share the video. Thumbs up, please. This is required, okay? If you're a Greg Mannarino fan, if you like this blog, this is our thing. Those thumbs up, get the video out there. You got it? All right. I'll see all of you later. Live stream, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Have questions ready for me, and I will do my best to answer as many as I can. All right? I'll see you later.